Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to your local radio station, and it's The Good Stuff with Mike and Kim. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine area this fall. Maybe a trip to McKelvey National Forest or Valentine Wildlife Refuge, and some fall bird hunting. Maybe a turkey hunt, a deer hunt, whatever might be on your agenda. Ice fishing through the winter months, and spring comes around with a trip down the Niobrara River for next summer, or a visit to Merritt Reservoir and the International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska. Find out more at visitvalentine.org.
And you have to check Tri-State Livestock News out. They are everything you are looking for local, national, and international livestock industry news. They cover it all. They have award-winning columnists. They have classified ads, livestock auction reports. And of course, if you go online, they have the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you go to subscribe. TSLN.com. It's Tri-State Livestock News. What ranchers read.
All right, what do you got lined up for this day before Halloween?
Halloween candy.
Ooh, well, that's fattening. We can't do that.
Well, we got to know what the best and worst is.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us all about it.
All right. Okay, well, which Halloween candy is best or...
The best for you or best tasting?
Probably just preferred. I'm not going to say if it's good for you or bad for you.
Snickers.
The only thing I think that's good for you is the first one, which is number 13 on the list as you work your way up, and that's an apple.
An apple. Yeah, some people like to give out the apples for Halloween.
Absolutely. Then moving up to number 12, we have suckers. They're always popular, I think. Twizzlers, they have on the list. Number 10 are a Sugar Daddy Milk Caramel Pop. I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Yeah.
And Smarties are number 9. Double Bubble Gum hit the number 8 list. Now, of course, this is just someone's opinion.
Double Bubble.
Yeah, so you may or may not agree. Wax Lips. Can you get wax lips anymore?
I don't know.
Probably. I haven't seen them for a long time. Candy Corn, got to have the classic. That's number 6. Halloween Kisses. Now, they come in a yellow wrapper, and they're the fruitcake of Halloween season, I hear. But I personally am not familiar. But coming up next, I know, that's the Tootsie Rolls. Popeye Candy Sticks. Those are actually candy cigarettes, but they've renamed them. Number 2 is popcorn balls, and the number 1 candy are caramels. So I think that's kind of a mix of adult and child preference, and they all sound pretty good to me, although I try to stay away from them like we're supposed to.
I'm kind of like the Snickers and the Kit Kat bars. And
yeah, didn't even list those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay, though. We're fine with that.
So how about some of the best Halloween costumes? Some of these that are people like to dress up this year.
In case you still need an inspiration.
In case you haven't got that done. Somebody's going as a laundry machine and a dryer.
Oh, that's very funny.
Okay.
That's creative. That's not just popular characters or whatever.
And let's see what else we've got out there for the Stanley Cups.
Oh, they're very funny. Yep, they were so popular last year at Christmas.
There's all kinds of these things. Caitlin Clark, the WNBA player.
Oh, that's nice.
A famous costume of people that people are trying to get into.
And probably not too tricky to do. You don't need a lot of makeup or anything.
No, not really. Dolly Parton.
Oh, very good.
Popular this year.
Very good.
And some folks are going as Scrub Daddy. Who's Scrub Daddy? I don't even know that one, I guess.
Me neither.
So, and how about just a team of tennis players? You know, if you needed a quick idea for a group, you could just grab some tennis rackets or something like that.
I always think a good one for a group is California Raisins.
Yes.
Remember the California Raisins? Easy to do, a few garbage bags, you're set to go.
Heard it through the grapevine?
Yep, exactly. Hey, I wanted to go through a few more of the Halloween songs. This is number 7 through 10 of great Halloween songs. Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is.
I'm going to go play that at the radio station.
All right, that sounds great. Maneater by Hall & Oates. Toxic by Britney Spears and hitting number 10. I can't believe this is number 10, but it is on this list anyway. Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Well, I'm glad that Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kicker 5 hit the number 6 spot on that.
That's right. We did that in a previous program, and it was in the top 6. We had to go to 6 to get him in there, though.
So tomorrow, it's Halloween. Hope you got everything ready to go. We'll be back here on your local radio station, so you make sure you tune in again tomorrow at this same time for this great radio station and the good stuff.